Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, Miss Margaret. Okay, let me get it. Okay, Miss Margaret?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're on. Take over.
Blessings, everybody. This is Margaret Dina. I'm filling in with Dickie tonight. And I would like to talk to you tonight. I'd like to get a subject called I Am. And it's a very famous subject, if you know the word. The word, this I Am comes from Moses. And Moses went to my Lord, and he asked my Lord, who do I say send me to them? And he said, to tell them, I am that I am. So tonight we're going to read three scriptures, and then we're going to talk about the subject I am. The first scripture will be Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. And it says, and my God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And the next one is Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. And he reads, now this I say, that every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. And the next one is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2. And he reads, if I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of mine apostleship are ye in my Lord. Okay, I want you guys to sit back and think about what I'm about to say. Think of how over the past 10, 20 years, what has happened in your life? Think about all the things that have happened in your life and think hard on it and think about what it is that you've been brought through, that you've accomplished, that you have, because all of this sums up to be I am, because I have made it possible. My am is such an amazing sword, such an amazing gift that you had to think about I am, because I am is everything. A healer, a deliverer, a saver. He is immaculate. He is outstanding. He is so astounding, so magnificent. He is so gifted. He is everything. All our needs are met. All of our wants are set out. Some of them we don't get, but some of them we do. Just think about that in terms of how you live your life and what you see doing, because you know that I am is the most tremendous of all things, because he is like Israel. He was their protector. He was their savior. He was their provider. He was their accomplishment. He was everything to them because he is everything. He was everything because he chose them. He chose us. He is our protector. He is our healer. He's our deliverer. He delivered. He's our protector. He has delivered me personally from so many problems, so many issues. The devil tried to take me out. But he is I am. He is my I am because he protected me. He saved my life several times in the last year, several times, because the enemy tried to kill me. He tried to use all the things here in this nursing home against me. He tried to physically give me medication to kill me. But it did not work. My Lord, my I am, he protected me. He saved my life. He saved my soul. He saved me some more, and he made me some more. So he is the greatest I am because he is everything. You cannot look at today and say that you're all on your own because you're not, because he is right with us every moment, every step of the way. Nothing wavering, nothing sheltering, nothing slacking. He is right here all the time. no matter what. You can falter, you can sway, but he stayed right there. He's with us until the last breath. And I'll tell you for certain, he is with us until the very last breath. That I am is with us every second of our life, every tremendous moment of our life, every small moment, every large moment. He is right with us. No matter what, he sticks by us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that is what he promised us. So that's what he's doing. No matter what we do, he is still right with us. We can falter, we can sway, but he's with us. He's with us until the very last breath. Whenever you take the last breath and you do not choose him, that's when if he departs, because your last breath is gone, you're gone. So he cannot save you once you pass. He can bring you back, but why would he bring you back if you don't choose him? You choose him, he will choose you. Things will happen that you will not believe. The I Am will be a comforter. He will be a keeper. He will be a key. No matter what it is, he is. The I Am is so tremendous. It's so phenomenal. You will not believe how much you can think of how much I Am had been with us. Think about your life. Think about all the trials, the tribulations, the hurt, the harm, the danger. Think about your job, your children, your immediate family, your extended family. Think about how he comes through with everything. Every single thing, how he fixed situations, how he bypassed situations, how you thought, okay, well, I'm going to lose my job. Okay, you didn't lose your job because he bypassed all of that and made it safe. That I Am made it very safe for you to continue on the job because it's what you wanted. And he will provide what you want when you do what he needs you to do. It is all up to us. Our free will is our government and ourselves to choose him, to choose to be with him forever. Because whenever you pass away, you have no escaping hell. You have no escaping. You cannot escape hell. You cannot pray your way out. There is no second chances. Hell is permanent. You die and not choose my Lord, you're going to hell. Unfortunately, I'm sorry I had to say it, but it's the truth. I cannot lie. I will not lie. Because if you do not choose my Lord on this side, this is the absolute dressing room. Earth is the dressing room. You have all the equipment, all the essentials to get to where you need to be with my love. You can call on him no matter what, no matter what time, no matter what day. You can call him. You can tell him, my Lord, I can't make it. Help me, please. And you know what? He's right with you. He's right there before the breath is gone out of your mouth. Help me, please. He's right there. No matter what the situation, no matter how bad you feel, no matter how bad things are, he is right with us. He will comfort us. He will keep us. He will hold us. He will hold us. He will love on us. He will be everything we need. That I Am is everything. It's absolutely everything. I Am is tremendous. I Am is phenomenal. You will not believe. As you look at your life, as you look at how you got the money to pay that bill, how you got the car that you wanted, how you got the house that you wanted, how the job came through that you wanted, how the pay came through. All this is because I Am fixed. He is the fixer. He is the solver. He is the most magnificent, most humble, most miraculous love of my life. He is my true love because he is everything. Nothing slacks on him. Nothing wavers on him. Nothing bypasses him. He hears everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. He knows every breath that you're going to take. He knows every word you're going to say. He knows every thought you're going to think. The I Am is tremendous. You cannot bypass. My amazing love, I Am, send me. He sent me to this station to talk with you guys, to explain to you what it is to me. Let me give you a tidbit of the information. My Lord said we have to put him first. In order to put him first, you got to do things. You got to ask his permission. You got to get his approval because he is first and foremost first. You cannot flag. You cannot waver. You cannot fault. You have to do according to what, no matter what it is. If he tells you, you know, he told Abraham to leave his family. Abraham had to get out and go from his family. But if he tells you to leave your family, there is a reason. He is using you to do more. So you got to do according to what he tells you to do, no matter how it feels, no matter what you have to leave behind. But it's all because he's using you to do his work. No matter how you feel, no matter what it feels like, do it. Do not stop. Just keep doing it. Because when you do what he wants you to do, he will do what you want him to do. And I am a witness to that. But if you honor him, when you obey him, and when you put him first, he will always do what you need done. It may not be your time, like it's not my time, but he will do it. When he promised it, it will come through. No matter how you feel, if you feel like you're at your last end, just tie a knot and hang on because he is. And so just to reiterate that I am means every single thing. I am is everything. He's everlasting. He's hopeful. He's joyful. He's faithful. So when if you use I am will use you. You had to be honest. You had to be true. You had to be faithful. You had to be trusted. You had to be believing. That's what he requires us to do. He wants us to believe in him, to trust him. No matter what goes on, no matter who it is, we have to trust him. We have to obey him. We have to put him first. Like I said, all the things that I do work for me because I will ask him, may I have some iced tea? May I have some water? May I have some Coke? May I have a bag of chips? I mean, I do that. That works for me. But I am doing it because it is putting him first and honoring him because he is so astounding. He is so miraculous. He is so perfect. The perfection in my love gives us perfection. We cannot waver. We cannot stop. We have to do according to what he wants us to do because he is the great I am. He is I am that I am because he is that. Statement is he is every single thing. He is the light. He is the water. He is the grass, the trees, the air, the rain. He is the thunder. He is the lightning. He is our breath. He is our heartbeat. He is our blood. He is our blood vessels. He is our organs. So every single thing he is. That means every single thing, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your fingers, your fingernails. He is absolutely everything. No matter what you think, no matter how you feel, just know that he is, I am. Because I am is complete. He is so complete of every single thing. Of this world and everything of our lives because we would not have a life if it was not for him. He is giving us breath every morning. He breathes out breath for us. He knows exactly how much we need. He knows how long we need. So he will breathe out the breath and he will thump us and put our heartbeat to going. So know that no matter what, I am is doing every single thing possible for us. No matter how hard he is, no matter how sick we be, he is still every single thing. You can have pneumonia, you can have cancer, you can have diabetes, you can have congestive heart failure, you have cancer in your brain, you can have any and everything. He is right with her because he is the great I am. He is a sufferer. He will suffer with us. When we suffer, he suffers. When we hurt, he hurts. When we cry, he cries. When we laugh, he laughs. When we're joyful, he's joyful. When we're faithful, he's faithful. So no matter what comes or goes, he is every single thing. The trees will blow, and he is in the trees blowing. He's moving those trees to let you know he's right with us. He's moving the air to let you know he's right with us. He's giving every breath to know he's right with us. That every single thing, no matter how high, no matter how low, he is right here. And I would say right there, but he is always right here. We had to take everything personal. I take everything very personal because my relationship with my love is very personal. So we have to say my love, my Lord, my Jesus, my love, my God, my tremendous help, my love, my tremendous hope, my love. Everything is my love. My love is so, he is right here. He's watching me. He's listening to me. He knows exactly what I'm going to say. He knows exactly how I'm going to move my hands because I use my hands to talk. So he knows exactly what my animation is whenever I speak. And he is right with me. He's right with you. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will not shortchange us. He will always be right with us until the very end. You look at your life. Look at the car you're driving. Look at the car you want. Look at the car you prayed for. Look at the house you live in. Look at the house you want. Job you work. He is right with us through every single thing. And I have to tell you the truth. He is right now turning his back on so much of the evilness in this world. These people that will not straighten up, he's turning his back on them. So don't be one of those people. Straighten up, fly right. Do what you need to do to make it to my love. Because he's waiting. He's always waiting. No matter how you feel, he's waiting for you to come through for him. So he can come through for you. You think hard on your life. Think of how hard things are, how high things are, and you still can get them. So it's nothing but my love. Nothing but my love. He enables to be able to afford the $15 whole chicken, $30 steak. He lets us afford it because he's with us all the way. Things are so high. Houses, I mean, here in North Carolina, you used to buy a townhouse for like $60,000. Now it's over $100,000. So just know that things are $200,000. It depends. But know that he is right with us. He will supply no matter what. He will always supply. He is with us to give us what we need and to help us get what we want, because that is free will, so he does not touch free will. We have to be sure of everything for him, so he will make sure of everything for us. I tell you, from a personal point of view, it works for me. Putting him first is easy. But the things you have to do is think of everything going through your mind, everything that's going through your head, everything that you are feeling, just go through everything and say, my love, may I have the pizza for dinner. My love, may I have the eggs for breakfast. My love, may I have my coffee. My love, may I have my water. My love, can I buy this house? My love, may I buy this car? My love, may I put the application in for this job? Can I go back to school? May I go back to school? I mean, just putting him first is a tremendous gift. It is a gift of benefits because But if you do what my love wants you to do, you will all set in time. Everything works out. All the lines are crossed. All the T's are crossed. All the I's are dotted. All the lines are straight. You cannot go wrong when you do for my love. My love will do it because he is the great I am. He is so phenomenal because he does every single thing. No matter how you feel, he will do it. People can say, I've been so sick, I've been at death's door, but he put you through. Know that. I'm a witness. December 21st, 2017, I was on my way out. I prayed earnestly, and I prayed for my mom, because my mom, if I would have died, she would have killed herself. So I prayed for my mom. I did pray to save my life to be here on earth. I prayed for my mom, and the resounding answer was, I got this. He told me personally. He spoke to me directly. He speaks to me directly today. And so no matter what, he will talk to you, he will comfort you, he will wipe your tears. So good I am. Because I am able to do any everything, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard you fight, he will do absolutely everything. So just keep faith, keep believing, keep trusting, keep obeying. Obey is the most ultimate thing to do. We must obey his word. If he tells you to do something, do it. Don't stop, just do it. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling because he wants you to be perfect in him. He wants us to be perfect. So we have to do everything in order to be perfect. So I'm telling each and every one of you, take this moment out to render out everything that you need to get rid of, and get rid of the former love, because he's worthy. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to be with him. He made you to be with him. So just be with him. Do it on your own free will, because he will not touch your free will. You have your free will to make your own choices. He will not touch that. He is always with us, but he will not touch free will. We have our own free will. That's why he will not make us come to him. He gives us the option to come to him, but he will not make us come to him. So just do what you need to do in order to make it to that pristine, beautiful, immaculate heaven. Heaven is full of diamonds, pearls, sapphires, rubies. I mean, all precious, glorious gems. It's everywhere. You can walk up and you will have your own mansion. It will be debt-free. You will not have to pay one cent for it. You will have to live your life for it because when you die, it's your whenever you make, my Lord, your choice. Because the rubies, the diamonds, the silver, the gold, it's ours. It's ours whenever we take the time to make us him. When we set out to make ourselves his, he says how to make us fear. So he will go beyond reach to do whatever we need to do. Whatever we need, he will go beyond all seeing, all knowing. He will go well beyond that because he is the great I am. He is so phenomenal, so immaculate. He is so perceptive. He is so trusting. He is so honest. He is so true. He is so loving. He is so caring. He is so genuine. He is so faithful. He is so immaculate. I want you to know that no matter how you feel at this very moment, stop. Tell the Lord, my Lord, I'm sorry for all that I've done. I need you to come in and help me. I can't do this by myself. I need you, my love. I want you, my love. I truly want you. I give myself to you, so come in and help me. This is what we need to do. So always be faithful, be true, be honest, and always want him. Because he wants us to want him. He needs us to want him. He needs to feel us no matter what. He wants to feel us no matter what. So I give you a tidbit of information. When you go out into your life and you have free will choices, make sure you make the right decision. Make sure no matter how you feel that you will make the right decision when it comes to my love. My love is waiting for you to come to him, tell him how you're feeling. But he wants you to tell him so he will be able to respond to know that you tell him from your heart what you're feeling and how you feel instead of him being able to just see it. He wants to be able to hear it. He wants you to speak to him. He wants you to talk with him. He wants you to listen to him. If you will take, sit down, be quiet, you can hear him speak to you. You got to be very still and very quiet. And when you tell him, my Lord, I need you, stop talking, be still, open up your mind, and he will say, I got you. That's what he will say, I got you. And no matter the situation, you can be at death's door now. You can be hurt. You can be hungry. The only thing you have to do is, my Lord, I'm hungry. Can you please send me some food? I need something to eat. So he will send somebody with you some food. That is his ally. He will send someone to bring you something to eat. Nobody that you ever would dream that would be with you. He will make it possible. He makes all things possible, no matter what it is. I can tell you from my own point of view, from my own personal experience, before September of last year, I could not stand by myself. But I tell you, he told me, he said, move. I moved, he said, stand, and I was able to stand. Because of nothing but him. I was in therapy. Tomorrow would be 5 years at this nurse in a home rehab center. And up until March of last year, I had therapy. And so I could not sit on the side of the bed by myself. I had to have two people to help me. So look at my love. April 19th, I was on the phone with my dad. And I told my dad, I said, my Lord is going to do it for me. I said, I sure hope so. Why did he say that? He said, I sure hope so. But my Lord, when I hung up from my dad, my Lord, he said, move. I said, my Lord, he said, I said, move. So I started moving. I got all the way up on the side of the bed, which I never, ever, ever before, April 19th, was never able to do that. I got up and I was able to see straight up, my feet on the floor, my back straight, no leaning, no holding on to nothing. I was able to do it because my love gave it to me. Because he counted me faithful. He counted me true. He gave me these blessings. Timber, we were talking again and he told me, he said, move. And I got on the side of the bed. And he said, lift. And I lift up. And then he said, stand. And I stood up. And I tell you, not one person, not one human was able to help me. Not one human touched me. Only thing I knew was my love. He was holding me. He was telling me what to do. And he touched me and told me, just stand up. That was the most miraculous thing. I cried and I screamed and I was so happy because, I mean, just the little things mean so much to my love. Everything you do with him, for him, it means a lot. Like I said, the very small things mean more than anything. The very small things, to ask them for permission to have a soda, to have water, to have a snack. Those little things, that means a lot to him because you're taking out time to put him first. That's what he wants us to do. He needs us to put him first because when we put him first, he puts us first. but if we need stuff, it comes through. It may not be our time, but it will come through. No matter how hard you think life can get, without him, it's a whole lot harder. Without him, you cannot make it. The song say never would have made it. We can never make it. Without my love is always true. It's always phenomenal. No matter what, he is with us. He is I am that I am. He is every single thing. I mean, the molecules in the air, the brain waves, to the veins, the blood flowing through the body. He is absolutely everything. No matter what you take, you cannot do nothing on your own. You cannot make yourself breathe. You cannot make yourself beat your own heart. You cannot make your blood flow. You cannot do that. Don't lie to yourself. Don't let people lie to you. It cannot be done. So, whenever you look at my love, look at him as the great I am, because he is the absolute great I am. He is the most perfection, most satisfying, most loving. He is so true to every single thing that you can ever want. Whenever you go to him, he comes back to you. Just be true to be true, be honest, be helpful, be courteous, be courageous, be instant, be willing. I want you to know that whenever you choose I am, he will choose everything for you. He will give you the things that you absolutely need and some of the desires, not all of them, because some of them are good. But what works out for you, what is best for you, he will do it. No matter how you look at it, he will do it. Because whenever I lost my job, I was on the job for 17 years. I lost my job. But you know what he did? He gave me a job that gave me more of everything else that I was looking for. I met my fiancé on that job because he made it all possible. Tell you, whenever you put him first, whenever you choose him, there is nothing limit. There's no limit. There's nothing limited to you. There's nothing short in you. There's nothing wavering in you because he is every single thing. He wants you to be everything. So when you put him first and when you choose him, that all goes down the line. Everything starts falling into place. You had a grocery that was $200 and you couldn't afford it. But you chose my Lord, he got that $200 grocery for you. I know that every single thing comes through and by him because he is the great I am. Nothing's short on him. Nothing's slack on him. Just know he is the great I am. So if anybody have any statements, I don't know if the lines are open. Just if you have a statement, if you have a comment, if you have a question, just come to me. I'm open. Just tell me.
Well, praise the Lord, Margaret. I enjoyed what you spoke of. I enjoyed what you spoke about, the scriptures that you gave and the truth that you put out there. The world
thank
and those
you.
That live in the world. They're, beg your pardon?
I said thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it has to be put out there no matter who's putting it out there. The preacher, you, me, my wife, it has to be put out there. We can't keep this thing quiet because when I was out there in the world, there was a possibility I could have died, maybe even more than that, that I didn't even know about. And
oh, yeah.
God, he held me. He held me away from the death for such a time as this, for now, because my life has changed. His spirit came into my life. I changed my life. I called myself, get my life together. I made some apologies. Excuse me. I made some apologies, and I called myself making some plans for myself for the future. But, of course, my plans meant nothing because of God's will. You know, he sent me right back where I started from. So I have to give it my all in all and let people know they need to change their ways. You know, I know people that said that they're good people. Oh, I'm a good person. I treat people right, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Now, if we don't do the right thing, worship God, glorify him and give him the praise, read scripture, you know, help our neighbor out, love our neighbor as ourselves, we're sinning. If we don't do that, to no good and not do it, it's sinful. It's sinful. People just don't want to do the right thing. They want to do what they want to do and consider it as being right in the next person's eyes, you know? But we didn't know. We've been there and done that, see? And, you know, I can look at a person, or if you start talking, open his mouth, it's like, you know, we're just having a conversation. I can't tell him too much or nothing, or tell her too much or nothing about my lifestyle, because people will hold your past against you. Oh, I remember when you used to hang out on the creek at that juke joined you up there, you know, this and that, and your wife was home across the street, and you over there doing this and doing that. But that was then. You know what I'm saying? My life now, it's not based on that. That was then. This is now, you know? And people have to get to that point and realize your life ain't going nowhere. Your life ain't going nowhere just because you don't hang out or you don't drink or smoke weed like you used to. We have to put something else into that place. You know, I was going through something not long ago. I called it a dry spell. I was in a dry place. Seemed like nothing happened. But see, I wasn't doing that. That's why. See, I was just waiting for God to do something and you know, this and that. But I told myself, I said, well, God's not going to do nothing because I ain't doing nothing. You know, I asked him and prayed to him and this and that. And God, you know, we need this, we need that. But all I do is pray to him on what we need and not what he would want me to do. You know, so it's not that God do something for me and then I do something for God. No, he created me already. He created me in his likeness, in his image. And in his likeness, he created man and woman. But see, Adam came in, and he threw all our freedoms away. He threw all that away. Right now, the prince of the power of the air, oh, my God, he is throwing darts out there, and he putting ideas in your head, making you wonder, well, where did that come from? Why would I think of doing something like that? It's because of the enemy and his little demons, you know? Especially around God's people. He doesn't want to let us go to worship God and to glorify Jesus Christ, you know. But we have to persevere. We went and visited an evangelist. Her husband, he passed away. Now, he was a preaching man. We believe he led a holy life.
Yes, he was.
You know, him and his wife, they were just holy people, righteous people. And the enemy, seemed like the enemy just came out of nowhere. Boom, before you know it, all this stuff was put on him. You know, all of it was put on him.
Yeah.
He was a prayer man, a preacher man. But it's like the enemy just took him down to nothing. Nothing. You know, and one of my friends, right now, he's sick. He told me he was very sick. We don't know where this stuff comes from. I got very, very sick that one time, and I threw up Now, this is weird here. I can't understand where this would come from. I threw up. I was so sick. I threw up, and the vomit was black. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never, I worked in a hospital. I worked in a psychiatric hospital. I worked in a jail. I ain't never seen no black vomit. And it's just that the enemy, he puts this stuff on God's people to block us from doing what God has for us to do, you know, to inform somebody. Yeah.
He's trying his best to deter, but we have to fight. We got to continue to fight. No matter what, we have to fight.
Yeah. That's right. No matter what it takes, as long as we have God's word, you know, hidden, like David said, he had to hide God's word in his heart so that he wouldn't sin against God. You know, he did some stuff.
Oh, yes.
And then he took other people through some changes. But, you know, he was a man after God's own heart. He confessed his sin, you know, and he prayed. And God, he was ordained a king. At a young age, he was anointed a king at a young age, but he couldn't take the throne until he was 30. So he did a whole lot of stuff. Even after he took the throne, he did some stuff. But he repented and asked God to forgive him. And he, you know, we can't just say, well, Lord, I want you to forgive me. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that. No, we have to be sincere about this thing. Not necessarily out there crying in front of people or making it look like we so sorry. No, we have to take this up with God ourselves. It's between God and us.
But you know, it's everything comes from the heart. So if your heart is true and you're sincere, hold on to everything. But whenever you just hold on, I'm sorry, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Like, I can't even think of his name. Jacob's brother?
Esau?
Yeah. Yeah, Esau, yeah. He sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Sold it.
Uh-huh.
And after he came to his senses, he realized what he did, and he went to God crying, but it didn't do nothing. See, that was the outward show that he was like, sorry, but his heart wasn't right. No, he was doing it for the wrong reason, you know, the wrong reason. So we have to.
Well, you see, whatever. He did that, and he did not go to my Lord first. My Lord, I'm hungry. Can I have something to eat? And then he'd be like, well, go so-and-so, and he so-and-so. So he went to his brother and told him, I need some food. His brother said, well, I need you to sell your birthright. So he said, fine, I'm going to die. I need food. So that's all on him.
Yeah. And
that
see,
is
brother,
all on him because.
Yeah. He lived up, his brother lived up to his name. Because his name was Jacob, and it meant trickster. So he lived up to his name by tricking his brother into giving him the birthright. Because, see, it was supposed to have been the older, it was supposed to come to the older first. But what it was that in that particular case, it was told that the younger the older would serve the younger instead of the younger serving the older. So he tricked him into getting, you know, what he did. But God, it was a part of God's plan. Because God knows what's in the hearts of men. He knows.
Oh, yeah.
We can be saints. Or look at all the people call themselves Christians. You know, everybody's a Christian now. But it's just a label to make themselves look like they so good, goody-goody, and righteous and holier than thou. But see, God knows. He knows the heart, you know. And see, man.
Oh, yes.
He's just digging his hole deeper and deeper and deeper, running his mouth, you know, just by talking, sinning all day just by running their mouth. And guys, you know, all these things that we're doing in our lives, whether good or bad, they're written down somewhere.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
They are, and when that time comes, push comes to shove, and that time comes, they're going to be revealed to us. You know, and it ain't going to be that, well, Lord, I don't remember. No, that ain't working. No. No, we'll know what we did and what we did not do. And
exactly.
It will, yes, yes, and it will prove the way that we lived was what we wanted after life, after this life. You know, all that stuff I did back in the day when I was doing drugs. Now, if I still kept doing that and didn't ask for forgiveness or change my life and try to help somebody instead of trying to rip somebody off or whatever else, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got no place else to go but down under, you know. And my forever days would be in the lake of fire, you know. But since I changed my life, I apologized to some people and I prayed to God and said, Lord, I was sincere. It wasn't that I was scared of getting killed or nothing. I was just scared of being alone. I don't want to be by myself, and I didn't want to die alone. You know, and that has a way of creeping up on you and tapping you on your back. You know, oh, you ain't got no friends. You done burn all your bridges. You out here by yourself. You know, what you gonna do? You know, you ain't got nobody to help you. That's scary. That's scary. That's very scary. So, God knew what his plan was for me anyway. And I just wanted to be a good guy. You know, I wanted to be a good guy, go to South America. God said, no, that ain't happening. He sent me right back to my wife. And I understand now that I shouldn't have done what I did when we were together the first time. You know, and here I am, not necessarily making up for it, but letting her see, me see, and other people see God in my life. It should have been that way in the first place. It should have been.
Uh-huh.
So I just stay humble. I keep my mouth shut, stay humble. Every now and then I might say something, but then too, I want people to see a change. You know, I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't go flying up and down the road late at night seeing how fast my car can run. You know, I don't stay out all night. Come in the next morning, ain't got nothing to say, you know. It's a big change. It's about knowing who God is and why I know who he is, you know?
Yeah, we have to know ourselves, too. We have to know who we are in mm-hmm. order to get to where we need to get to. We cannot Billy and Joe in the same thing. We have to be Billy or we have to be Joe, but we cannot be the same at all times. We cannot be two people mm-hmm. at all times. We have to be mm-hmm. one person and be the stranger's choice
mm-hmm.
because he
mm-hmm.
is always looking at us. He always hears
us.
He is our thinking. He is our,
mm-hmm.
he knows our heart. He is what
he
comes from our heart. So,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, when
mm-hmm.
he saved your life, he saved your life because he knew down the road he has something
mm-hmm.
for you to do. So you do what he has for you to do right now. So we have to be able to be strong and be willful to do whatever he wants us to do. Because like
that's
I said before, there's always a benefit in serving my love. It's a benefit. When if we put him first, he will put us first. But if we
that's
need stuff, it will come automatic. And things we now need to think about. Down the road, well, I'm looking at getting up on my feet. So down the road, I'm going to get up on my feet because I know it's his purpose and his will for me. So I know that it's going to happen. It's not my time.
Yeah.
If it was my time, it would have been today. But it's his time because he seen me fit to let me be according to what he wants me to be. He gives me no matter what. No matter what, I can buy my accessories for my phone. I can buy my dinners. I can buy my snacks. He makes it all possible because in respect, I give to him everything. Everything's mm-hmm. for me, I give to him. So the things that I'm able to do is because mm-hmm. I do according to what he says to. And that is,
yes.
you do a little bit, and I'll do a little bit. You take one mm-hmm. step, I'll take two. So you
yes.
have to know that whenever you take one step, he's going to take two mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. yeah.
That's why we have to live according to the way he wants us to live, not how we want to live, but how he wants us to live.
Right. Mm-hmm. No matter what our life situation is. You know, your
uh-huh.
life situation is different than mine because of a physical infirmity that you had. And then
oh, yeah.
see, with me, you know, I'm older than you are, you know, had some issues, finances. And then my car is messed up, my phone's messed up, you know, it's almost like my little world is falling in. But these things were given to me to take care of. They were not given to me to say, well, this is mine, you know, and it's all, I got to do this, this is mine, I got to take care of this. No, it's something that was given to me for the time that I'm here and for me to
uh-huh.
take care of it and do the right thing. Now, the car's down. I went out there and anointed my car. I'm going to take the battery out because it's been very, very cold in the morning, you know. And
uh-huh.
and I'm going to treat it like the car's running. I have to treat it like the car's running because it's still here. It hasn't been taken away from us, you know. And my wife, it's her transportation.
Uh-huh.
Mainly her transportation. And it's like, okay, all right, that car's not, well, what am I going to do? You know, nothing I can do but wait on the Lord. However he sees fit, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to find favor with man and get the car fixed. It could be that the Lord is going to grant us another way to go and get another vehicle. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know that. Yeah, we just don't know. We don't know. But we have to give in.
I mean, he has. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, he
we
has.
Have to
we
give
have
him.
To. Right. We have to give in to his will. Whatever his will
uh-huh.
is, no matter how you want this and want that, and think, well, you gave us the car. We paid for the car, you know, this and that. No, not necessarily. You know. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Oh, yes.
You know? And we can't be like little spoiled kids jumping up down, having an attitude because the car ain't working. God gave me the car. Now, what are you going to do, God? The car ain't working. Come on now. You got to look out for us. No. It's going to sit there until his will is done. And we have
but
to go on.
But let me also remind you.
Uh-huh.
Let me remind you that the devil is always working to get you to falter. He's always working to get you to backbite. He's always working
mm-hmm.
to get you to turn around. So just
mm-hmm.
know that whenever things go wrong, it's just the devil
mm-hmm.
trying to deter you, to change you.
Yeah.
So we cannot
yeah.
fall into those traps.
No, we cannot do that. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. You know, but it's,
uh-huh.
it's thinking, it's what you call thinking in the natural. You know, not thinking in the spirit, we've had two cars. I've been driving a car to work, and she's had a car for herself. So now we're having a problem. The wife can't go nowhere until I get off from work. But to God be the glory. There's not no place necessary that she has to go for death. And
uh-huh.
we're comfortable in how he is providing for us, you know. And we just wait. We're just waiting. You know, we just wait. We got to wait. Gotta wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We're coming down on time, so let's do a quick prayer.
Uh-huh.
Most gracious, loving my love, I come to you
yes,
from the know-how. Thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for the time and the space to have tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you for the talk. Thank you for the ministry. Thank you for the teaching.
Yep.
Thank you for being mm-hmm. with us. Thank you so much mm-hmm. for your help, for your honor. You're going. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much because you are so great. I want you to go through each and every one on this line. Touch, heal,
mm-hmm.
comfort, and soothe. No matter what
mm-hmm.
they need, their cars, their houses, their jobs, their families.
Mm-hmm.
Help them, my love.
Yes,
do for them.
Mm-hmm.
Please touch each and every one. I need you to be with us no matter what. Do what you said you're going to do. And be with us. Never leave
us.
Help us, my love. Help the whole world. The whole world is in agony and the whole world is in defeat. So, my love, I need you to come in, swoop down, and help each and every one of us. My love, I love you tremendously. You are my soul. You are my heart. You are my joy. I love you, and I praise you, and I lift you up. I want you just to touch each and everyone that we're here this on the computers, on their phones, on the iPads, on the tablets. Just touch them, my love. Help them to see the light. I need for everybody to join me and say hallelujah, because he is so magnificent, so merciless. He is everything.
Yes.
Thank you, my love.
Yes,
I pray this in the mighty, glorious name of your glorious, holy, my Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Truly thank you once again. You're a blessing,
honey.
And even though I'm not up to it when I pass the reins along to you, after listening for so long, I just got to say something, you know. It just gives me a spark of energy, you know, to hear you talking, passing this along.
Honey,
you know?
I'm so honored. I am so honored. I'm so happy because you chose me to help. So this is a blessing.
Yes.
I mean, I am so excited because I made it to do it. And
praise
I thank
God
you so much for entrusting me to do something that would help the ministry.
Yes.
Because I only want to help. I never want to hurt. I'm always out to help. I'm always ready to be whatever I need to be, to help out, to share my love.
Yes.
I got to share him no matter what. So,
thank you
so much.
Great.
I truly appreciate you.
Yes, yes. No problem. Let's keep in mind we need to pray for God's people. We need to pray for God's people because the enemy, he is striking, and he is striking with so much force. And we know God is able. His will is being done no matter what. And as long as we keep standing for a little bit longer, we'll be able to see our way through. Okay?
Oh, yes.
So praise God. We truly thank each and every one of you for listening. Robert, we're praying for you, my friend. We honor you because we know you're a righteous man. You're a holy man. And we lift you up in prayer. We lift you up in prayer. And we know God is going to, he's going to take you through. He's going to take you through. You just hang in there. Keep doing what you've been doing. Never give up the fight. Praise God. Be blessed by the best from the rest. In Jesus' name, shalom, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Blessings,
shalom.
Everyone. Thank you for letting me share with y'all.
Yes, certainly. God's peace. Shalom.
Shalom.